Animals in God's Story. Chapter 4. The Covenant Includes All Creatures. By Steve Martin and Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. Most people remember Noah's Ark as a story about saving humanity. But look a little closer, and you'll see something extraordinary. God saved the animals, too. In fact, he made sure of it. He told Noah to build a vessel big enough not just for his family, but for every living thing of all flesh. Not as a side note, not as a bonus, as part of the plan. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. Genesis 6:18-19. And after the waters receded, when the rainbow appeared, God didn't just make a covenant with Noah. He made it with every living creature that came off that ark. I establish my covenant with you and with your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you. Genesis 9:9-10. Did you catch that? God made a covenant not only with humans, but with the animals too. That covenant wasn't just symbolic. It was personal. It told the world that God sees his creatures, that he includes them in his promises, that he will not forget them. Too often we assume that animals are temporary, replaceable, disposable. But the rainbow in the sky says otherwise. It says, I remember them. It says, they matter to me. Throughout Scripture, we see this again and again. God feeds the ravens, clothes the lilies, opens his hand to satisfy every living thing. When Jonah weeps over a plant, God reminds him that he has compassion, not just for the people of Nineveh, but for the much cattle within it. That's not just agricultural policy, that's divine empathy. And it's not limited to wild animals or farm animals. It includes your cat, your dog, your guinea pig, your horse, your turtle. If it breathes, if it lives, if it shares this earth, it is part of the covenantal care of the Creator. This changes the way we think about our pets, doesn't it? They're not just here for our enjoyment. They're here because God wanted them here. He made them. He sustains them. And he's made promises that include them. Yes, we live in a broken world where pain touches even the most innocent creatures. But that doesn't mean that God has abandoned them. Far from it. Scripture tells us that the whole creation is groaning, waiting, not for destruction, but for deliverance. Romans 8:21. That's covenant language. That's resurrection talk. And your pet is included. So next time you look at your dog curled up at your feet, or your cat sunbathing by the window, or your bird singing in the morning light, know this. They're not outside of God's care. They're under his covenant, and he keeps his promises.